Good morning. Here are the top 5 stories from the Miami Herald. First, the weather. Expect afternoon rain and highs around 90 over the next few days. Let's get things started with transportation. Miami is exploring the idea of building a network of underground tunnels. In those tunnels, electric vehicles would move commuters around the county's urban core. The interest from City Hall in a Miami loop could open the door for Elon Musk's tunnel building enterprise to propose a project. Consultants recently completed a study of potential routes underneath the city. And Miami administrators are expected to meet soon with county leaders to discuss the possibility of a tunnel project. City officials see tunnels as a way to reduce congestion by moving commuters from surface roadways into underground electric shuttle vehicles. In drinking news, you may not be heading to the French Riviera this summer, but one of Miami's Michelin-starred restaurants is going to do its best to transport you there in spirit. Lu Jardinia in the Design District has transformed its patio into a summer garden where the wine will flow all summer long. The restaurant earned a Michelin star in June. Now it will host an evening happy hour in the garden. You can expect live music in the style of the clubs along the French Riviera. The garden will also have a special summer menu. The summer garden is on Northeast 41st Street and is open through August 21st. For more on where to go around town, go to miami.com. At the swap shop, another kitten rescue went down in Florida, and this one was off the charts sweet. Lauderhill fire crews saved a small cat outside the swap shop near Fort Lauderdale. The kitty had reportedly become wedged near the engine compartment of a car that was parked outside the popular flea market. Fire rescue said that a concerned bystander heard sounds coming from the vehicle and called 911. It took about 15 minutes to free the little guy or gal. The pet owner told the crew he traveled all the way from Lake Wales in Polk County and his cat must have tagged along for the ride. In business news, 3 favorite local hangouts are closing their doors. Wood Tavern in Wynwood has closed. And 2 of its siblings are closing too. The beloved late-night bar announced its first closing in March 2021 due to rising rents, fewer guests, and pandemic restrictions. A few months later, Wood Tavern reopened inside Pizza and Beer just around the corner. Now a year later, both places are closing for good in addition to a third bar, the live music venue Las Rosas in Alapata. And finally, in entertainment news, a cabaret strip show spawned from the Magic Mike movie franchise will open this fall in the parking lot outside Miami Marine Stadium. Commissioners have authorized the city manager to finalize a deal to allow Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live to stage a production on Virginia Key. The pop-up will include dining along with the live dance performance in a 630-seat venue built for the show. The production is expected to begin setting up in August, open in October, and run through April. That's all for today. For more top stories and to subscribe, go to miamiherald.com. And stay healthy.